For Council Watchers, the 2024 budget and the future school board by-election are among the items being covered at council meetings on Monday, November 20. Council has a busy day of meetings tomorrow, so we're going to break it down for you, with a little help from the city clerk. 9 a.m. Public Workshop regarding Budget 2024. 11:30 a.m. Closed Meeting. No public allowed. 1 p.m. Joint Council, Police Board Meeting. 2:45 p.m. Public Workshop Resumes so Council can appoint a Chief Election Officer for the School District's by-election. 3 p.m. Public Workshop, attended by the City's Legal Counsel, regarding Council's Code of Conduct, followed by consideration of second and third readings of the Code of Conduct bylaw. For Board Police Watchers, the New Westminster Police Board meets on Tuesday, November 21 at 9:30 a.m. The agenda had not been posted on Friday afternoon, but you can be sure the New Westminster Police Department's 2024 budget will be discussed as it need to be approved by the end of November. You can attend this meeting in person at the New Westminster Police Station, 555 Columbia Street, or online. For environmentally minded folks, Faces of the Fraser, an online speaker series hosted by Fraser River Discovery Center, is focusing on forestry for the future at this week's session. This Zoom meetup features Christiane Smorodin, coordinator of the Wild and Immersive Program with the UBC Malcolm Knapp Research Forest, will discuss the current state of forests in BC and how forest management adapts to the impacts of climate change. It's on Tuesday, November 21 at 7 p.m. Learn more and register at fraserriverdiscovery.org/facesofthefraser. For community-minded shoppers, the Century House Association's Winter Craft and Bake Sale features quilts, crafts, pottery and other items handmade by Century House members and activity groups. It's on Saturday, November 25 from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Century House, 628th Street. The popular Herbert Spencer Christmas Craft Fair will feature more than 60 artisans and vendors, a bake sale, a bistro serving up food, drinks and sweets, and more. It's on Saturday, November 25 from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Ecole Herbert Spencer Elementary School, 605 2nd Street. For live music fans, the Vancouver Cello Quartet with Nathan Chan, presented by Vancouver Chamber Music Society, will perform at Anvil Center. It's on Monday, November 20 at 1 p.m. Tickets at ticketsnewwest.ca. For performance lovers, Elvis and Linda Ronstadt are coming to town. Jonathan Hicks, a.k.a. Johnny Elvis, a 24-year-old Elvis tribute artist, and Shelley Knight, a longtime performer who currently performs as a Linda Ronstadt tribute artist, are teaming up for a show at Rick Bronson's House of Comedy. The night includes a reenactment of Elvis' famous Las Vegas Hilton show from the 1970s, Linda Ronstadt with the Rockers Band, and some surprises. Folks are invited to dress in 70s attire. It's on Wednesday, November 22 from 6 to 9 p.m. at 530 Columbia Street. Tickets are $40 at the door or at houseofcomedy.net. For families, Massey Theatre welcomes Kid Koala's The Storyville Mosquito on Saturday, November 25 at 7:30 p.m. and Sunday, November 26 at 2 p.m. It's described as a funny, jazz-infused emotive, Chaplin-esque live theatre experience that's fun for the entire family. Tickets and info at www.masseytheatre.com. For folks who appreciate art, time is running out to check out two art exhibitions in New West. Landscape Portraits by Leslie Poole showcase works by this New Westminster-based artist, whose works have been featured in exhibitions and collections internationally. It's on until Thursday, November 30 in the Plaskett Gallery and North Wing Galleries in the 8th and 8th Creative Spaces at Massey Theatre, 735 8th Avenue. It's open Tuesday to Friday, 1 to 4 p.m. free. Nostalgia by Frederick Popowicz features works by this New West-based photographer who explores historical artifacts in conflict with the present and questions the relationship of past to present. It's on until Sunday, November 26 at the gallery at Queen's Park in Centennial Lodge. The gallery is open Wednesday to Sunday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m.